on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 8th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
Hi, Taryn. I am glad to be here. I think I might have to issue some apologies from the Thursday night episode recap where I was like, oh, Tiff win it. This is great. Nothing can go wrong here. Well, a week later, and it's a... not looking too good.
Not looking too good. No, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 63 in the house. And yeah, things continue to not look good for Tiffany.
Yes. I am like sick. I am really sick because we really sat up here on Beyonce's internet on Thursday and we watched that crazy HOH play out. And I was like, okay, well, no matter what, I was so convinced everybody hated Kylan from the week before. So I was like, oh, this is fine. This is okay. Crazy me. I forgot that just one of the reasons, the things I had said just 2 days prior is the reason why the cookout is so like entertaining to watch is they're constantly infighting. Well, that pendulum finally swung back towards Tiffany this week. And it's just been an all out freight train of, you know, let's get Tiffany out. And it's just funny because the closer we get to six, that's what we're looking for. What sticks, you know what I'm saying? Because this has been happening for weeks and weeks now. 1 week, they're like, oh, we got to get out so-and-so first. Oh, we got to get out so-and-so first. Now we got to get in so-and-so first. I think the scary part, for at least for us Tiffany fans this week, is that we're so close to the six that maybe this target will stick.
Yeah. Well, the big question I'm sure that's on everyone's mind, yep, is Xavier still complaining? And he is, but it slowed down a little bit. It's not quite. I mean, it was like a week straight of like every single conversation was about Tiffany. He had some conversations that were not about Tiffany today.
The bar is low.
Progress.
The bar is low.
All right. Well, let's get into it here. We start the day. Alyssa's going to talk to Hannah about the vote. Now, remember, of course, we have Claire and Xavier on the block for Tiffany's HOH. The vote should be something like 4-1. Oz is going to talk to Hannah about wanting the vote to be 3-2. That's, she still wants it to be that way. And so there's still some back and forth about whether it's going to be 3-2 or 4-1. Obviously Xavier doesn't want it to be 3-2. But either way, they'll get that sorted out. Additionally, Hannah and Alyssa have formed a final two called the Sloppy Seconds. And so Alyssa, according to Alyssa's mind, she helped convince Tiffany to put Claire on the block, and Hannah was in on that plan all along, and they have a secret final two, and they're going to go to the final three with Xavier and take each other over Xavier. And so, so she's going to talk to Hannah about like, how are we playing this where, you know, people like Big D and Azza are tricked into thinking that we're not together, that like, why are you voting to keep Xavier? What I'm telling them is that they should go to you last minute. And then we'll trick you into voting to keep Xavier. When really you've been in on it the whole time. And then they also talk about how, they're, you know, how are we going to approach Xavier about a potential final three with the three of us? And all of that stuff.
Yeah, this is, I watching Alyssa, I'm like, which is worse? Like, truly, which is worse? you know, Claire is, of course, going to go out on her, you know, best friend's, you know, HOH. But Claire now basically knows about the cookout. She's figured it out and she's basically got confirmation from it from Tiffany. No matter, you know, the semantics of it, she's basically got confirmation. Alyssa, they are just weaving this whole world around Alyssa. And the only way that it doesn't really come back to like, really, really bite is if she wins, you know, if she doesn't go out directly after Claire, you know what I'm saying? So like, what is worse? What is worse? This whole constant narrative being woven around you, or that, you know, the truth and you accept it going out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I want to be misted and then pushed out the door and have to figure it out? Or do I want at least some clarity and some, you know, understanding? I know which one I want, but Taryn, what did you think of this? Like, I feel bad for her, but then I don't, because I'm praying she goes out in the double.
I mean, I said this before, but you know, if I had to choose how I went out, I would want to go out the Claire way. Like, yeah. I'd want to go out with the biggest possible bang, the most dramatic episode that people will remember for a long time, because it was so just like, wow. Tiffany took out Claire. If Alyssa goes out in the double, it's just going to be, and then Alyssa left. And then it's going to be about the cookout making it to six rather than Alyssa going out when she did. So I would much rather go out the Claire way. But in terms of like, would I rather, you know, be evicted knowing the truth or make it further believing a lie? I'll make it further every time. I mean, there's lots of people that believed lies who went on to win the game because they believed the lie.
Because
they were more easily manipulated. They made it further in the game. And then, oh, look, I accidentally won. Look at that. Like, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's just very interesting to see. And again, like I said, we won't know what will be the benefits of it or the what it reaps until we get past this double. Like if Alyssa goes out at seven, then like, that'll be one Julie Chin interview that I really want to hear, because I want to hear how she's like rationalizes it in her head. Because if I was her, I'd be so confused.
Yeah. Alyssa is going to talk to Big D, and she tells Big D, oh, we should approach Hannah last minute, all that stuff. She also talks to Big D about how Tiffany tried to convince her that he would vote Xavier out. What Tiffany said to Alyssa was like, I've been telling people to lie to you, saying that they're willing to keep Xavier, but that's not the truth. Xavier will go home if you don't use the veto on him. And of course, Big D's like, no, we're keeping Xavier. He wants to know what she would do in the double eviction. She says that she would put Tiffany and Kyland up on the block. He asks her which of the two she would want out. She's like, I would prefer Kyland, but either one can go. Big D says Tiffany should go. It's pretty telling, don't you think, that she wanted you to use the veto on Xavier this week, that she was lying about our votes. You should want Tiffany to go. She's like, I honestly don't care.
Yeah. Right. And which, like, if Alyssa didn't care, you'd be like, oh, okay. But the single fact that, say that happens, say Alyssa is HOH, we got Kai and we have Tiff on the block. The boys vote out Tiff, the guys vote out Kai. Now it comes down to Alyssa. So Alyssa, you need to care. And I really want to know who you would vote out. And because I feel like, you know, between watching the feeds and, you know, just everybody on Twitter, one part, they're like, oh, she would just do what X says and she'd vote out Tiff or, you know, and some people are like, but, you know, Kylan has been her target. So I would wonder what she would do in that scenario. Did she? Because I didn't see her give us at least not direct to Cam's an explanation.
Mm-hmm. I think it actually could be an interesting scenario here, because I do think that Xavier has the most amount of influence with Alyssa. And I think that if he pushes hard for Tiffany to go, I think Alyssa would get rid of Tiffany. However, I do think that Alyssa is leaning pretty strongly toward Kyland, more strongly than she probably tells Big D here. She's also going to say at one point in the day that she thinks that Tiffany can't win the game now. Tiffany made such a dumb move this week. There's nobody in the world that's going to vote for her in the final two. She obviously doesn't know about the cookout. And so she from her perspective, is like, who would vote for an idiot that puts up their closest ally? Like, she's done in this game. Whereas Kyland is a bigger competition threat, and in her eyes, I imagine, more likely to win the game. She definitely sees Kyland as a bigger threat. So in her mind, if she had the choice, she said it, she is leaning toward evicting Kyland. Now, if Xavier comes and he's like, no, 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 Tiffany needs to go for X, Y, and Z, then I think she will go along with that. But this is a double eviction. He's not going to have a lot of time. That may work in his favor. It may work against him. He's not spending a lot of time working on her right now. He still has today and, you know, leading up to the double eviction tomorrow. He may end up convincing her at that point. And that may be what happens. But the other factor here that could come into play is this final two with Hannah, because Hannah may also have some influence on Alyssa. If Hannah comes in during a double eviction or even prior to the double eviction, and she has a conversation with Alyssa about which of Tiffany or Kylan should go, Hannah could be the person that helps solidify what Alyssa already feels. She already wants Kylan to go. If Hannah says, I agree for these reasons, it makes a lot of sense for us. Maybe not for Xavier, but for us, it makes a lot of sense. Then I could definitely see Alyssa going ahead and taking out Kylan instead of Tiffany. Or that could backfire and it could just solidify that she wants to take out Tiffany to isolate Hannah. I do think this is not so set in stone that if Alyssa wins, Tiffany will go home. But it is something that could be interesting, especially if all of these conversations happen in a double eviction and they both have a chance, Xavier and Hannah, to make their pitches. It could lead to an exciting double eviction.
Yeah, and I would really like to see some seeds planted beforehand because from what I saw, they already suspect the double is coming. They know it's coming. And I mean, every season they basically know when it's coming. So I would love for Hannah to try and get in here and try and lay some groundwork beforehand because it's obvious that X right now just seems too intent on commiserating with Big D to and trying to avoid Azza to really be putting in the work with Alyssa because he just really thinks he has her snowed. And he does to an extent, but Hannah accurately saw that there was an in with her and is trying to bridge that gap. So it'll be it's definitely interesting. That's for sure.
Hannah's going to talk with Tiffany. They talk through, they're going to talk multiple times throughout the day about scenarios. They're even going to, you know, pull out the chessboard at one point later in the night. But it's mostly just scenarios we've heard before. They're still planning to target X as soon as they can. They don't know if they'll be able to get him out, unfortunately. Hannah has realized she needs to gun for this HOH. That they cannot trust anybody else. They can't trust Kyland. They can't trust Azza to win it. They can't trust anybody else to win this thing. So Hannah has to gun for it. And if Hannah wins, she knows the plan, Xavier and Alyssa. If Alyssa comes down, it's probably Big D that goes up. And that would be an interesting scenario for them because if they get Azza to vote out X over Big D, then they could take out X right there at 7. That is not an impossible scenario either, especially considering how many other people are throwing this HOH.
Right. And this is what I was just looking for all week. I think I tweeted it out like 2 or 3 days ago. Like I really hope Hannah realizes that it is in her best interest to win this HOH. I did say it before she had made the fake final two with Alyssa, but still I do think it's better for her because she still has the one plus target that she can get out and not ruffle any feathers in the cookout. Going into that final six HOH, she is really honestly most covered by all of the bases. So for her, if somebody else wins, more than likely the bullet's not coming at her. Now, if she might end up being collateral damage, if somebody wins the veto, something like that might happen. But I do think she's well insulated that she doesn't need to be participating in that final six HOH, especially if now that they know that the other side are trying to come for them earlier. So I was so excited to hear that. I was like, oh my God, thank you, Hannah. Please, please go for this HOH. I think her and Azza, correct? confirmed a little bit later that they were going to go.
Yes. So Xavier is working on Azza, it seems, trying to get her to maybe consider not going for it.
Right.
I don't know exactly how successful that has been so far. Okay. I know there are some people that feel like Azza's now going to throw it. I don't know if I'd go that far. I also don't think this is the right call for Xavier. I think that, it would be nice if Alyssa won, but it would not be nice if Hannah won. It would be very, fitting, I think, if Xavier, in an attempt to evict, Tiffany at 7 by getting as many people to throw the HOH as possible, ended up evicting himself, by allowing Hannah to win the HOH and then Alyssa wins the veto. But yes, I mean, I think that what I think we will see, we have no idea what kind of competition it's going to be. Probably questions.
Yeah.
That's usually what it is during double eviction. What we would probably see is, if possible, Kylan would like to throw it. He's going to talk to Hannah about that later. He would like to throw it, but I do not think he would throw it to Alyssa. He does want the final six to be the cookout. And he is not willing to let Alyssa have this, and ruin that. So he would throw it to anybody other than Alyssa. So if Alyssa's still in it, he'll try to win. Otherwise, he'll throw it. Hannah will try to win no matter what. Azza, I think, will probably, if she feels like she can win, I think she'll probably try to win. I don't think that she's going to throw it ultimately, personally. Xavier, I think, will throw it no matter what. Big D, I think, will try to win as well. And then Alyssa's obviously trying to win. So really the only people actively throwing, I think, is Xavier and then Kylan if Alyssa is not winning. And then pretty much everyone else is gunning for it. But I think Hannah is probably the most, determined to win. Even Alyssa doesn't feel like I have to absolutely win this necessarily.
Right.
She certainly wants to, but she doesn't know how much she needs to.
Right. And which is great. I'm glad Hannah realizes that, but she's looking really nervous on the cameras today. She's like, I know I just have to win. I have to win. I'm like, Hannah, please. Like she looks so stressed out. I'm like, I really hope she doesn't like overstress herself into questioning some of her answers and stuff like that. So it's not as many people as I thought, because at first, at the beginning of the week, it seemed like everybody was going to throw it. And Alyssa was like basically going to get that HOH. But it does seem like a lot of people are going to make some effort. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely see. I was trying to think of like it's going to be questions of some sort, but like they haven't gotten if it was study material questions, they would get that today. Right.
They would either get it today or, you know, potentially tomorrow. They've done that before. Honestly, it could be, you know, there are going to be back to back double evictions. They're probably not going to follow the same formula for both of them, which is questions followed by a, you know, physical
running puzzle
kind of competition. Yeah. Which means that they may switch it up and it may be a physical puzzle, HOH followed by a quiz veto. Or it could be just a straight up crapshoot HOH, followed by any kind of veto. It would not surprise me if the formula gets a little shaken up here. That would definitely be something to watch out for, here as in this double. It does matter
that
because
scares me. You know,
different people have different strengths there.
That really, really scares me. A physical puzzle and then a questions veto. Okay. All right. We'll see.
I think if it's questions, if it's a question HOH and it's a scored question HOH, meaning it's not elimination style, as soon as you get one question wrong, you're out. If it's points, meaning whoever gets the most amount of correct answers wins, I think that really goes to Hannah's favor. I think that she has not been super successful at the eliminations because she has gotten one wrong here or there. But I think that her strength still is in this in studying and in question answering. And so over the course of many questions, she is likely going to come out on top for that. But if it's some kind of athletic puzzle kind of thing. I would give the nod to Alyssa there, who has is, you know, a little bit taller, a little bit more, has found a little bit more success in these sort of like you know, OTEV and that those yeah. sorts of competitions. So it really could matter what we end up seeing.
And you know what? As soon as you said like point questions with points, I was like, oh my God, that's what they should do. Cause that is like drama. I just cringed a little bit. I was like, oh my God. I just saw it going to a tiebreaker and I was like, oh my God, like that's peak. Like if they're smart, that'd be like peak double eviction drama ratings. Oh my gosh. All right. So now I'm all anxious. Let's continue.
Yeah. So it's I mean it's an interesting it really it I'm kind of excited for this HO for this this double eviction. I feel like yeah. there are, and you know we've said this before, but there really are a lot of different ways this can go. And obviously we're talking a lot about the like outside possibilities, which is that Alyssa wins one of the competitions. If Alyssa doesn't win one of the competitions, Alyssa's going home, and we may see a very straightforward double eviction. But even in that scenario, now we're down to six and like we've reached a historic moment and like we've got that. But if Alyssa does win one of those competitions, things are going to be interesting. They're going to be interesting if Alyssa is HOH. They're going to be interesting if Hannah is HOH. If Aza is HOH, if Kylan is HOH.
What if Big D is HOH, Taryn?
Well, that would be my least favorite personally, because he would be so happy that he's the one that gets to send Tiffany home.
Yeah, but so
and it would be pretty straightforward.
Okay, so and that annoys me. So who would he put up against Tiffany to ensure she goes home?
It would be Tiffany and Alyssa. Alyssa wins the veto, and he probably put up Hannah.
Oh, so okay, so you're saying basically Alyssa still has to win the veto in that
yes.
scenario.
Yes.
Okay.
Does
anybody do anything screwy? If we get Alyssa and Tiffany up on the block, does Xavier use the veto on Alyssa?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think anybody takes the shot without Alyssa winning. Now I think Xavier will happily throw Alyssa the competition to let her save herself. But I do not think that he would do it himself. Very similar to what Tiffany is doing this week. We're like, if Kylan, Aza and Hannah decided that they wanted to keep Claire, Tiffany would be like, great. Wasn't my decision. Love it though. She didn't put somebody else up on the block to ensure it happened. Right. Same sort of thing with Xavier here. He would happily throw it. And let it happen. The trolley problem, essentially. Like you're just like, I'm not responsible for these deaths. right. I didn't touch the lever.
We got to put it out there because everybody's like, Big D, you won't win anything. Win some power first. See, talking all this, And as much as I would love to throw myself into that, I have to stay out of it. I'm such a like superstitious jinx. The moment I say something, it's like, oh yeah, that just backfired in my face. So I don't, like I said, I don't know if I believe in manifestations like AJ or bad juju. I'm just sitting here like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, Big D could have, especially if it's questions, Big D could absolutely win. Especially if it's elimination style questions. So that's one of the more crapshooty kinds of competitions. Honestly, we call a lot of crapshoots, when they are still a little bit physical, right. like requiring, you know, either coordination, athleticism of like, even just like, you know, hitting a ball down a thing. Like if you are a golfer or if you have any kind of like athletic background, you're still going to have a leg up there. Whereas questions that are elimination style, as long as everyone has studied, like you're all going to have a decent chance. It's just a matter of like, which questions do you happen to not know? So I tend to look at the elimination quizzes, depending on what they're about, as some of the most crapshoot competitions that exist, which is one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of them. Cause I also think they're pretty fun to watch, because you can see exactly what's happening and feel the like, whoa, as opposed to like, wait, who won? Which one of them finished the puzzle?
Right. Oh,
congratulations, Christian. Oh, okay.
I think I also, what if we get, what if, what the bleep? This could be what the bleep or something like that.
It could be. I don't think they usually do that as early as 7, but mm-hmm. It's definitely possible. Although I don't think they'll do that during a double eviction.
Really?
That's something that they, I think they tend to have like an edited version of it, right? Because like they have to have like clips prepared. I don't know. I feel like I don't think I've seen them do it at a double, but I could be wrong.
Two doubles, so back to back doubles. So, like you said, the comps have to be different. This is going to be very interesting. I would love to see the comp that Nicole Anthony won in BB21 come back. Like, was that like the it was like the hockey? And then there was like a maze. Oh
yeah, that was an interesting one. Yeah.
They're
telling me that they have done what? Sorry,
I was just thinking to myself. I was like, was she shooting things? I remember a hockey thing, like it was a hockey. Yeah, it was. Setup,
they had to like put together some kind of puzzle thing.
Yeah,
and then hit
the ball,
the thing into the thing after they finished mm-hmm. the puzzle. I think.
Yeah.
they are telling me that the double did have a that we have done what the bleep during a double before. So.
Hey now. So
there you go. Could be what the bleep. Look at that. Hmm. What the bleep is very crap. I mean, that's a full on, you're mostly guessing there.
Oh God. Okay. I'm excited for this double, but I am also scared because that's every double. And then we're let down.
imagine this scenario though. Imagine this scenario. It's what the bleep. And Xavier tries and fails to throw the competition because it's hard to purposely throw it. And then mm-mm. Xavier wins.
Mm-mm.
And he has to be the one. Does he? I do think he does.
Okay.
I do think he does. Yeah.
All right. The chat wants me to manifest Tiffany's safety. So I put out in the air, Tiffany will be safe through both double evictions. I'm so scared.
All right. Claire is going to make some pitches over the course of the day, of course. She makes pretty good pitches. I mean, this is again like on the round table last night. I think she deserved the one from me last week. This week, she's done a decent job considering the position that she's in. She's one of the more effective campaigners I've seen. Honestly, this season we've had a lot of pretty decent campaigners. Not Sarah Beth, but Claire has done a pretty decent job. She's pitching to Azza. She's saying Xavier's going to win this game. And if you keep him around, it's not going to be good. And if you like, this is your chance to play an active game. This is your chance to make a move, take out Xavier. Xavier is absolutely the kind of player that would respect the move. No, he's not. and you would have a chance of winning this game in a real way. Azza later tells Xavier that Claire had her for a while until she brought up Xavier's going to take Alyssa to the end. He's never going to betray Alyssa. At which point she was like, well, obviously that's not true.
Okay. Well, Azza, sure. I mean, honestly, you have more faith in Xavier doing the right thing and going to the Six in the Cookout than I do. And if this was like 2 weeks ago, I too would have been like, oh, he's definitely here for the Six. But just the last week and a half has shown that he really wants to take Alyssa as far as possible. And he's trying to justify it from every single angle. And I don't know if he's thought it all the way through because maybe you can justify Alyssa not going out at final 7, especially if you throw the HOH to her or, you know what I'm saying? But how can you justify having her any further past that? And I think he would try. I mean, if anything this week has shown us, he would try if he could. He would find a way to try and get her as far as possible.
If he had a whole week, I think he would absolutely try to, and he may even, if he accidentally won the double, try to like maybe find a way, but I do not think he would have the support of Kylan. He would have the support of Big D, I think.
Right.
But I don't think he would have the support of Azza or Kylan. And I think that, I think that two things. One is that he's absolutely boxed himself in with everything that he said all week long about how unselfish he is. There's just no way that, like, I think he knows that he cannot then the next week actively betray the cookout and not be seen as a massive hypocrite. So I do not think he would do it for those reasons. And then also for self-interested reasons, if he is the one to betray the cookout for Alyssa, then without the support of Azza or Kylan, now you have Azza, Kylan, and Hannah, I think, all like, whoa, no, that is not
right.
And that's not, it's not worth, I think, that risk, especially if you were just the HOH and you can't compete next week. So I don't think he would do it.
Yeah. It's true. And I mean, we'll have to see, because he started weaving the narrative of like, oh, Alyssa's POC. So also all the POC, I'm like, okay, sir, like, really? And he, I don't know, I'm pretty sure he kind of said it to her and then she started saying it around the house. That's what at least it felt like to me. And it just seems like he's just kind of like trying to just like, yeah, guys, it's okay. We're all POC here. It's like, that's not what we said, sir, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, again, this will probably be the only double where I will be hoping for the most uneventful outcome. This will literally be the first time that I'm like, I hope everybody who's supposed to go goes and watch Alyssa win to HOH. I'm sick. I'm so sick right now.
Oh boy. Well, Hannah, again, she talks to Kylan. He talks about not wanting to win the HOH if he doesn't have to. I believe him when he says this. I think that, again, I think he will be throwing the HOH, unless Alyssa is in a position to win. And now the thing about that is that it can be difficult to do that with questions, that like, basically that means you have to answer all the questions correctly until you are far enough ahead of Alyssa. As long as Alyssa does not answer all of the questions correctly, it shouldn't be too hard, as long as you know enough of the questions. Cause like the problem is you can be like, okay, if it's a scored thing, Alyssa is at 3 points. I'm at four. Now I can get one wrong. And now Alyssa's at four and I'm at four. And now, I don't know the answer to this one. And Alyssa does. Now all of a sudden Alyssa's ahead of me. So it's tough that way. So you kind of almost need that buffer. But then if you have that buffer, now you're at five and she's at four. But where is everybody else? Is our other people at five? Like, how are you going to throw this? It can be tricky in that way. It's a little bit easier when it's an elimination style, because you just wait until she's gone and then you can go out. But even then it can be difficult sometimes.
It's hard. And, yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me how many people want to throw this HOH, or that at least that Xavier and Kylan do. It makes sense for Xavier, except for the fact that he has dropped the ball with his relationship with Hannah and that she would ultimately go after him if Alyssa wins that veto. I still think it's probably the right call for Xavier to throw this HOH, but he should want Azza and Kylan competing to their fullest ability, because you do not want the scenario where Hannah wins. And the problem is he doesn't think that Hannah would target him if Alyssa won the veto. He thinks that she's going to target Kylan, and that's not the case. There are some interesting, I really can see a scenario where almost every single person in the game goes home on Thursday, but they all require very niche situations
happening. Yeah. And I just kind of want to go back. Claire did a great job campaigning. I mean, at least she, I think she even quoted you as a sense like, I have to get the plan out there as soon as possible, lay the groundwork. She told Azza, like, this is my first try. I'll probably come back. I love that, because we saw once the tone was set at the beginning of the season that the people on the block wait till the last day to do their one-on-ones. It just didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this whole season, it seemed like some of the campaigning was like, oh, I'm going to campaign at the last minute. I love that Claire, again, we know how meta she is. We know that she watches RHAP. We know that she knows a lot of the BB in game. And she was like, nope, I want to, you know, she took her day. She took a day or two to get, you know, her emotions together. Then she's been making her pitches and she still has a whole day and then a little bit of the day before. So I just love that. And she's making a lot of sense. I think she did run into a brick wall when she got to Kai though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she is going to campaign to Kyland. She tells him that he's going to lose the game. He's sitting next to Xavier. She runs through multiple scenarios for him about why it's better for him to take Xavier out. Kyland feels, so we have to talk about Kyland because he's going to talk to Xavier later and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, at that point as well. But, Kyland, the more people tell him that he can't beat Xavier, the more he wants to sit next to Xavier in the final two. So this is, unfortunately, not a very effective argument.
Why is he so frustrating? Kai, oh my God, his ego is so huge. Like at first when he was talking to Claire and Claire was explaining and he just kept saying like, okay, once X goes again, why would you guys not get rid of me? And it, I mean, it makes sense at this point. Kai and X are looking at each other as like their shields or whatever. At least Kai is looking at X as his shield or whatever. So that made sense. But then, yes, as more and more the day went on, I'm like, oh my God, he really just wants to out. He basically wants to either get him out at the earliest, maybe Final Four, and then if not, take him to Final Two and try and duel it out from there. Like Kai really wants to try and out, like, pitch or out, whatever, Xavier at the final two.
At the start of this game, I talked a lot about how Kyland took a lot of inspiration from Derek in season 16, that he wanted to play a Derek game. But I think it has become clear over the course of the season that that he does not only want to play a Derek game. He is also fine with playing a Cody in season 16 game, like actively wants to. We'll talk more about that once we get to his conversation with Xavier. But this pitch from Claire is not going to be effective on Kyland because he wants to go to the end and lose to Xavier. That is a very acceptable outcome for him. The more that Claire tries to pitch that it's a dumb move, the more he's like, you just don't understand, Claire. And she tries to tell him, like, you don't have to go to the final two to beat somebody. You beat them by getting to the final two without them there. Right. He's like, you just don't understand how I think. Like, no, I understand how you think. It's just dumb.
Exactly. And it also doesn't make sense just because Kai and X do not have that bond that Derek and Cody do. Like, it's
exactly
just,
right.
They don't have that. So you might want to take X to the final two, but there's at least three other people that X would want to take to the final two over you, Kai. Like, it is just so, I get, it's so just annoying to say the least.
Yeah. Well, Xavier's going to talk to Azza. So they played like a blind date game.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of it had to do with Azza and her middle school crush on Xavier. There were a lot of, I guess, overly personal questions for Xavier's taste, that he felt like the questions were too real. And so he explains to Azza afterward that he was kind of upset with the questions being so real. But because he tries to keep, you know, the game separate from personal. And later Tiffany and Hannah are going to talk about how, you know, he was so upset about the game being real because he's not real.
Oh, exactly. Like, I just don't know. And this is where I was like, okay, X stopped complaining for 2 seconds. Oh, wait, he's back to complaining again. Like, he's like one of the only people who just can't have fun, but then also, okay, the layers, the nuances. We all know about the Zingbot. We know about the Zingbot zing to Aza. So Aza got the Zingbot of like, oh, you know, Xavier's never going to date you outside the house. And so Aza was like, oh, well then, you know, she said out her mouth, oh, I need to pull back from you, Xavier. You know, because of the zing. And then Xavier spent most of that day being like, oh, no. And then like trying to dispute the zing to the point where Aza was like, oh, okay, well, then let's forget it and let's go cuddle. And then he's like, oh, wait, no. Like, sir, you could have taken your out. Like, he's so hot and cold. Like, I know you're going to get into their talk, but it was basically kind of like, the way that talk went, as if you're like breaking up with somebody and it's kind of like you're breaking up with a hookup and you're trying to be like, oh, I can't really get into this because if I get into this, that means I would really like probably fall in love with you, but I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't let myself do that. So for that, we need to like not do this. And it's just, and of course, like, you know, most people, if they're on the receiving end of that, they're like, oh my God, they could love me. I need to try harder. It's so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, Xavier is, and I think smartly, walking the line of he has no interest in Aza, but he knows that she has a lot of interest in him, and that benefits him in the game. And so he is, you know, doing, he's leading her on in a way where he's trying to not lead her on. He's trying to lead her on to the point where he gets what he needs from her in the game. And then afterwards can be like, I never led you on. I was always upfront about the fact that I never wanted anything. And I think he is successfully walking that line at this time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause she keeps buying it hook, line and sinker. It's like once you pull your girl away from the man and you're like, yo, he's this and that. And she's like, yeah, girl, you're right. And then the second he calls her again, she's like, oh my God, I'm so the crush. Oh my God. Like it is just so, it's just kind of interesting to see because it's not like this is Big Brother. We've seen people, you know, use romantic feelings against people to get themselves further. We just saw it, but this one, I don't want to say it feels different or it feels icky or it feels worse. It just feels like it just feels like Aza is really getting played in this aspect because everything that Xavier kind of says about her behind her back, it's just not fun, but it's just not also mean though. Like it's just weird. It's like, again, it just reminds you of that relationship, so you don't like watching it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely, you know, it's not always the most bad. Like, if you've been in that situation before, you're probably like,
Helen almost.
But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, Aza, she got as much heads up as she's literally called delusional by Zingbot. And so, if she's going to continue to go down this path, and literally, like, even Big D has been like, dude, no, there's exactly. Only so much you can do.
And that's why I'm like, girl, I'm just like, snap it out, snap. But she won't snap out of it. And I'm just like, it's fine. And again, it's all Big Brother. So I'm not like, you know, mad about it or anything like that. It's just like, it's just not fun for me personally. Like maybe some of the other ones, it's just not as fun. She's reaping no benefits from this. She just looks delusional. She's not even getting good cuddles. She's not getting cuddles at all. Like there's no, where's the upside for her? At least in some of those other relationships, there's a little bit of upside to me. So,
at the end of the day, this is kudos to Xavier.
Xavier.
This is his charm and his, you know, I do think that he has not always handled this as well as he could, but he is, I think doing a good job and he's not being overly cruel. I think either in the situation, I think he's trying to just use it for as much advantage as he can without, I don't think he wants to hurt her feelings or anything like that. Aza tells him, you know, and she said this before, I don't mind coming third place to you and Big D. That's fine. She knows there's a perception that she's delusional when it comes to Xavier, but you know, It is.
So when did they let Christmas back in the house? Like, when did we, did they swap?
Oh, no.
Like a Scooby-Doo mask. Like, come on, Ozza, not the Christmas route. I'm just so sad. And it just makes me, it makes me go back to all of her preseason stuff and how we got the preseason package. And her friends were like, you are boy crazy. Do not, you know, do anything with a boy. And then she even told Xavier in that speech, like, you know, I knew that when men are involved, my thinking isn't straight. She knows all of this, but she's like, I'm just going to keep going. Like, and like you said a few days ago, it's like, how do you work with somebody like that? How do you work with somebody who is not self-interested, who does not want to win, who doesn't care to win? And specifically because of that, that is it with some challenges falling a certain way. This is what makes Xavier's path to the end so much easier than everybody else's, Tiff's, Kai's, whatever. Like, yeah. And it's just very infuriating.
How do you work with somebody like Ozza, be the person she has a middle school crush on?
There you go.
How do you deal with a player like Ozza and Xavier, a relationship like Ozza and Xavier in the house? Take them out. What do you do if you can't take them out because they're part of the cookout?
No. Yep.
Win competitions is the only way through there. Xavier says, and this is what we're talking. He's everything he said pregame, he stayed true to. No showmances. It's, he's chosen to have no showmances, this season. It definitely wasn't chosen for him.
For him. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Tiffany and Hannah talk more about, again, they go over more scenarios up, in the HOH room, late at night, going over the chessboard, talking about how X needs to go and how kind of screwed they are, how difficult it's going to be to take him out. They talk about how, what are they doing putting this military man in this house with us normal people? That's not fair.
Yeah. So like a good portion of the day, people were like trying to guess what Xavier's job was. And I was like, I need to be looking at this Claire and Tiffany conversation, but dang it. I love watching Kai, Ozza, and Hannah try and figure out what X does, because they were like, they were putting on that. He's like, I don't think he's a bartender, because first he said everything closed down to COVID, but then he went back and said it didn't. He said he bartends for some of the sororities at some of the universities. And I asked him which ones in Milwaukee. And then he just said the university. She said he couldn't name any of the universities. He couldn't name any of the universities. This was Hannah. And she's like, oh, and he doesn't know how to make a mint julep.
Yeah. Yeah, the julep thing was a big one for them.
It's not like she's like a daiquiri, a margarita, a rum and coke. She said a mint julep. I'm like, bartenders, is that like one of the go-tos? Because I didn't know that. But it was really funny. So they were like, maybe he's military. But then Hannah was like, there's no military base up there. And then they're like, okay, he has to be FBI. He has to be FBI. And I'm like, and then he also slipped up and he said he can't leave Milwaukee for his job. And they're like, if you're a bartender, you can go bartend anywhere. So this was a slip up for him, definitely. Yeah, but if you pass the bar in Milwaukee, you can only practice in Milwaukee. It's just, they're so close. They're just so close to the lawyer thing. And that's why it was just so intriguing to watch. It was really funny. And again, like a lot of this was this day. It was like serious game talk on two cameras. And then all of a sudden it was like just funny stuff on the other one. I'm like trying to like pay attention.
Yeah. Well, Kai is going to talk to Xavier, and he's this conversation is him explaining to Xavier that he wants to be in the end with the best competitor. And he explains that when he started the game, he saw the best competitor as Tiffany. He thought it was Tiffany, Xavier, and then himself. Those were the top three. As he progressed forward in the game. Or sorry, I think, you know, he said it was Tiffany, himself, Xavier. Then as he progressed through the game, he was like, maybe it's Tiffany, Xavier, me. Then he said, then it was Xavier, Tiffany, me. And now he said, this week has solidified to me that that you are the top person. I am number two and Tiffany is number three. And essentially saying that Tiffany, he had been thinking he wanted to be in the end with either Xavier or Tiffany, but it has become clear to him this week that Tiffany does not deserve that spot, that she is not as good as Xavier or himself, and that the only true way to end the season is himself and Xavier in the final two. And he says it's frustrating to him because when he talks to Hannah and Tiffany, they don't believe him when he says this is his goal. They think that he's going to cut, Xavier. They think that they can convince him to cut Xavier because he's the bigger threat. They think that they, that he's going to cut them for somebody, which is true. They, in that conversation, they're like, Kai will cut whoever for Big D because that's the way to win the game. And he says they're wrong. It's frustrating that they don't believe me, that they don't understand who I am. He literally says, the more people tell me that I'm going to lose to you, the more I want to go to the end with you. And if I lose, that's fine because at least, and I could not figure out exactly what word he said here. He said, at least I showed a goatee thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like a goatee as in greatest of all time thing. I'm not exactly sure. I showed a goatee thing by taking Xavier to the end and losing to him. He's fine because then he'll come back and he wants to come back and play again. So genuinely. Oh, you know what? It is Cody. He literally said Cody. That must be what he said. I was going to make the comparison myself that like he wants to be the Cody. And of course he said Cody. Why didn't I think of that?
Here we go. Derek and Cody ruining another season of Big Brother. Who would have thought?
So he wants to be the Cody. He wants to, but I don't think he understands that the only reason Cody came back is because Derek said no. Right? Like, no, actually, right. I don't think that's true. I think they were going to bring Cody back.
I think both of them were supposed to come back, but then they said like Derek may have dropped out to give Cody a better chance.
Do not invite this man back if he actually chooses to lose this game.
Please, exactly. And I'm just, it seems like just a lot of machismo like dripping through here. Like, I would much rather lose to the best and say at least I lost to the best as opposed to sitting next to Hannah and losing to Hannah. I think that's what, at least that's what it comes off to me in a sense. Like, he would much rather lose against somebody he thinks he's going to lose against to than take somebody, a la maybe a Paul, take somebody that he thinks he's going to beat and then loses like that. So, I mean, I don't know. Kai is saying it, whatever he says, but he's just so annoying. And only he would interpret, like, everybody else is like, oh, Tiffany's chances of winning really decreased here. You know, maybe we could keep her around a little more. He's like, nah, got to get her out sooner. I only want to face
she's
the best.
No longer worthy of sitting next to me in the final two, he says.
So my question to you is, so say we get Alyssa puts up Kai and Tiff, right? And Tiff wins the veto. Alyssa puts up who next to Kai?
Let's see. If Tiff wins the veto, she probably just puts up Azza or Big D to send Kai.
That's what I was trying to ask. So if either Azza or Big D goes next to Kai, will Xavier vote to get Kai out then?
That's a good question. So let's see. Tiffany and Hannah would not, it depends on who goes. If Big D goes up, Tiffany and Hannah, I think, will vote out Big D. And then Azza will vote out Kai. And then it will come down to Xavier. Alyssa will want him to vote out Kai so that she can send Kai home. But he knows that if Kai goes, he loses a shield. And I don't think he wants to get rid of Kai that early. But with Alyssa still in the game, Alyssa, I think, would be the new shield. And it's probably not worth potentially ruining the relationship. Although he may not have Alyssa, I think he needs to keep Kai. Because they can turn Alyssa on him at five, I think. Although he might just say at that point, like, screw the cookout if they try to out the cookout to her. So maybe he shouldn't keep Kai. I think ultimately he gets rid of Kai.
Okay. And that's where I wanted that to go, because Kai just does not see it. Like, he just doesn't see it. He kept asking Claire, like, people keep saying I'm going to go sooner rather than later, but they're not explaining to me why. Like, dude, you're a big threat. If anybody other than the top target, even if you're not the top target, if anybody other than the top target wins a competition, you know, you are a threat to go out. Like, it's really not that hard to understand there.
Yeah. He says, Kai says, I don't want to bring a Josh with me.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was coming. I'm not gonna lie. I was probably asleep by this time. Wow.
That's not even what happened. Josh brought Paul.
This, yeah, there you go. But still, this is what I thought. This is what I thought. Kai would much rather lose to the player than lose to the weaker player.
Yes. And that's, and he says that outright as well. That, again, he'd rather lose to, and he says, I was talking to Claire. And I was trying to explain to her, and she just doesn't get it. I didn't think I was the only one that felt this way. I didn't even realize how unique I am, but I am. I'm so unique. I'm the only one apparently that thinks this way. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Kai. This is the chaos that is Kai. This is why people didn't trust him early on. I don't know. And with the next double coming up, oh my gosh, I don't know. This man.
All right. Well, Xavier says that he has done everything. Everything he's done has been to get the six to the six. He has never wavered. Anytime an opportunity has come up for him to do something in his own self-interest, he's chosen not to do it. And I'm sure that includes how he's not going to throw the next HOH to prevent Alyssa from staying at seven. He basically says to Kylan, you may have made some selfish moves, but you've never made a move against me in particular. So, you know, that's chill. Xavier says, I don't like being like, my way is always right, but like, it is.
This is infuriating. And X, we all watched you try to save Christian against the cookout's wishes. Like, what are we, this, rewriting of history, it'll depend on who wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we get down to the six, it'll depend on who wins, and then X can spin this narrative all he wants to, unfortunately. But, you know, we saw it. They all, let's be real, they all had some sort of issue getting rid of their plus one. Xavier had, like, a plus three, and he had an issue with getting rid of all of them. So, at this point, it's just like, let them, this is what they're doing. They're talking, they're commiserating, they're complaining to get closer, together, to make moves in the future. And it's just not fun to watch, but I understand it. They're making moves for the future by solidifying these bonds. And even though X probably won't take Kai nowhere near a final two, it's what he needs to do to keep Kai on his side.
Well, I mean, Xavier has, Azza tells him, and now Kai is telling him that, like, everyone is saying that Xavier will beat everybody in the end. So yeah. I think that he fully believes that he can beat anybody in the end. And he tells Kylan, that he knows that he says straight up to Kylan, you know, prior to this week, I didn't necessarily feel this way, but now I understand that I need you in this game as a shield. If I take you out, I'll be next. So I do not intend to take you out of the game. I think that's the truth from Xavier. Yeah, I think that he will take Kylan pretty far. And I think that he is perfectly fine with going to the end with Kylan. I don't think he would choose to take Kylan over Big D or something like that. But he is, I think, perfectly willing to go to the end with Kylan because so many people are saying that he would win in that scenario. That's where we're at.
So does X get maybe like apathetic here? Like if he has promises from Big D and Azza, like he has a final three with him. He now knows that Kai's big grand idea is for the two of them to slug it out in the final two. Him and Hannah have a final two as well. Literally the only person he doesn't have a final two with is Tiffany. Once Tiffany goes, if she does end up going, what does he do? Do you think does he win out? Like does he try and win out? Does he just sit back? What do you think X does?
I mean, I think he'll try to win out if he can. I mean, why not? His next target is Hannah. Now he does have a scheduled one-on-one with her today. So we will see. We'll see how that goes and what kind of magic Hannah can work, if she can work any magic here with Xavier. They have had a very close relationship for most of the game. And for most of the game, I do believe he was planning to take her to Final Two. He currently plans to evict her at 5. So things have changed this week quite a bit. I think he would love to go to Final Four with Big D, Kyland, and Azza. And then, you know, he'll just keep winning. And it doesn't matter to him who he takes to the end or who brings him to the end or how many times he wins. He'll just, you know, he's just brute forcing it at this point.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate. but it looks like it, depending on who wins, that's what might happen. So you said that's it. So can I launch into my questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. Well, this one's kind of not even like a question. It's kind of a statement, but like a few times throughout the day, we kept seeing like Tiffany and Hannah were talking. They'd be like, you know, we haven't even played our games yet. It's all been to the six. Once we get to the six, we can finally start playing our games. Tiffany said that to Kylan as well. And I think here, the reason why I want to point this out is, a lot of people are saying, okay, the cookout this season, but what about next season? Or next season, is it just going to be like race wars, you know, or next season, will they just target the black people? I don't think people understand that the cookout doing this for this season takes the pressure off of every other black player that will come after them. You know what I'm saying? If they accomplish their goal, even if they get to the six, get to the seven, no matter what, they will more than likely accomplish their goal of having a black winner. Having a black winner, taking advantage of the situation for this year will greatly, greatly make sure the pressure next year is off of those black players. And I think what we'll get is a way more open game. We will no longer have to, you know, DF and Tiffany won't be forced to have to work together. We will get, if we get more black contestants, they will no longer feel the need to have to be able to work together. They'll be able to work with whoever they actually like. So I actually, I just wanted to bring that up because I really think people don't understand, like that thought process, that the reason why they're doing this is to ensure they got a black winner. Now, again, it sucks because, you know, Tiffany might not be ensuring her win. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. That is the weight. That is the weight that we want to be lifted off the shoulders. So even if Tiffany had went to the end with Claire, DX, Hannah, and Christian, you know what I'm saying? Like that weight might never get lifted. So I do appreciate that for the cookout. They are making history. Once this is over, I know that a lot more black people will want to be able to just be like, whew, okay, now we can get to the game. And I just wanted to point that out. What do you think about that, Tanner?
No, yeah, I think that if the cookout had happened already by the time this season happened, like let's say the cookout happened in season 22, that there's a cookout, it plays out the way it does. There would be, in my opinion, no cookout this season. These people do not want to work together if they don't have to. And if this had already happened, so many of them would have gone their own separate way. And I think that is a perfect example of what you're talking about, where like in the future, that pressure, is not going to exist in the same way that it did. I do not think that you would see this kind of thing happen again. Now, you know, if there is a group of black people or minorities or any group that is like, hey, we all do get along, we all do really want to work with each other, doesn't mean that it's impossible that it would happen.
Exactly.
But the reason why these kinds of groups often don't work out is because, you know, personalities vary all over the place. You get along with who you get along with. And trying to contain it within one specific container, like an all-girls alliance or whatever, it tends to not work. You should work with the people that you can most easily work with, the people that you get along with the best. And that's generally what happens. And so, I completely agree. I think, you know, the cookout doing this because it hasn't happened before. That is their primary motivation.
Exactly.
And now that they've done it, it's happened.
Yeah. And people saying, well, oh, but that'll just give the House an excuse to target the minorities. Have y'all not been paying attention? I mean, okay, now they can finally say, oh, we don't want a cookout situation, but it happens. It's been happening every year. So, I mean, it's a net gain in a sense. We get our black winner. Future black players don't feel the pressure to have to be forced to work with the other ones. You know, it's more open game style. You know, that's my perfect society that I see happening. You know,
we'll find out.
We will. You know? I mean, no. It's not getting canceled anytime soon.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Yes. Oh, but yeah, I think that's it. We covered a lot. I mean, this day, I think Claire did such a great job of campaigning. Again, it sucks. There's not much she can do. I think the biggest thing, I guess the one question I wanted to ask you was, initially when this had happened, Aza was hesitant about giving Claire her vote. And then Claire spoke to Aza, and then Aza was like, oh, I definitely would like to make it 3-2. Was that Claire's doing, or was Aza already leaning towards that way? Or
I think Aza was already leaning that way. Okay. I mean, even before Claire went up on the block, she wanted it to be a 3-2 vote. She got into an argument with Big D about it. So, you know, it's mostly, I think, that just like further reawakened those ideas. And she would like it to be a 3-2 vote. Mm-hmm. But so again, I think this will continue to go. To kind of circle around until my guess is that it's not going to be a 3-2 vote. My guess is that it's going to be a 4-1 vote. And that's because I think Xavier will shut this down.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, it was a day on the feed. I again, another one of those moments was like Hannah and Xavier trying to teach Alyssa how to do TikTok dances while like Claire was breaking down like Xavier's game to Kai, I think it was, or Aza, one of the two. But it was so funny. I was like, man, I really need to like focus. But Alyssa trying to do TikTok dances, if you guys haven't seen it, it is so hilarious. And she's just like, why can't my body move like that? Like, she's in between Hannah, who is a trained hip hop dancer, and Xavier, who just, I don't know, has swag. And Alyssa's just like, why do I look so stiff? She yells, I'm Puerto Rican. Why do I look so stiff? I was like, I don't know, Alyssa, but it was so funny. It was a funny day of the feeds. We have a lot of sexually frustrated guests in there. A lot of talk about that. A lot of people are on Tiffland watch. I'm not going, or Thailand, whatever y'all want to call it. I'm not going.
Why is it not Kiffany? I liked Kiffany.
Oh, I like Kiffany. I never heard right? that one. I keep seeing Thailand.
Thailand is what I see the most. Which
I don't
is,
like it. What? I like Tiffland.
That's terrible. That's already a thing that exists. Thailand is a place. It's Kiffany. Kiffany is great.
All right. So Taryn is pushing Kiffany. So we're on Kiffany watch. It's, you know, it's interesting. Good for them. You know, it is what? How many days, Taryn? 60? 50? How many days?
Yesterday was day 63. Today is day 64.
It's 63 days, y'all. They are going crazy in there. They're frustrated. Half of them haven't eaten. It's getting to that point. It really is. It's getting to that point. That's why I'm like, I can't, I'm okay with everybody just being so angry and grumpy, because they are just, they've been deprived in more ways than one.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here this morning. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. I will also be live tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to watch tonight's episode with you guys. Again, should be an interesting one. We're going to get the Claire Tiffany conversation. We'll be watching to see exactly how they're going to portray this particular thing. Then after the podcast, or after the episode, there will be a podcast, Rob's podcast. We'll be recapping the episodes. So make sure you tune in for that as well. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. I'll also be live tomorrow on Twitch to talk about Stockwatch and watch the double eviction live with you guys as well. So that should be quite interesting. Not the show, but Just interesting. Mari, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Stereo at Mari Talks Too Much. Number two. It's also right here. you can listen to the Wrestling Wrap Up. We're currently just on a small hiatus, but you can always go back. You can listen to us in your feed. We have a Wrestling Wrap Up podcast feed, or you could go to the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube and you can watch our YouTube videos with us and our amazing guests, a lot of your RHAP favorites. And we're talking wrestling. You don't have to watch. Just come and chill with us. Listen to us talk about it, especially if you're watching the video, you get to see like pictures and stuff. I just one last thing, I gotta manifest again that Tiff is safe during this double eviction and that she's safe during the next one, because people didn't like I don't know if I believe in manifestations. I believe that whatever I do say doesn't happen. That's why I'm sitting over here like, oh yeah, Alyssa's gonna win, because I want it to not happen. But let's good juju to Hannah and Azza for the HOH this week. So,
all right,
that's where you can find me.
Thank you guys again for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.